I'm kind of curious, when you start out first-line pembrolizumab in this identical situation, we see the response rate is about 45%. If the patient says to you, what's the chance that I'm still going to be without disease progression in a couple years, what would you say?
So that is the most intriguing part about immunotherapy, which is the patients who respond have a greater median duration of response. They sort of form the tail of the curve, as we like to call it, which is, can we increase the longevity of patient survival? And with immunotherapy, the best responders seem to hold on to their response a lot longer. So when you project some of the early studies that we have, the curves from those early studies, the three-year survival rate with immune checkpoint inhibition appears to be in the order of 30 to 35%. So that's a much higher number than what we would expect to see with chemotherapy, even among some of the best responders.
So just a related question, which is, for how long do you continue treatment in a patient who's having a great response?
The standard protocol on the clinical trials has been to give it for a defined duration of either 2 years or 1 year for certain agents. So for pembro trials at our institution, they have required that the patients receive them for 2 years. So I think of this 2 year as sort of the de facto duration of therapy at this point. Clearly, this is an important question as to what is the optimal duration of therapy that's required. And there are studies that are being planned to address this. So for now, if a patient is tolerating it well and does not have any toxicities related to the autoimmune adverse events, then I continue it at least for a period of 2 years.